You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show, baby.
Not too windy. It's all good out there. And we've got a jam-packed show, so we're going to get right after it. ESPN's Paul Biancardi joins us. We'll talk about the NCAA tournament, of course, former Texas Tech, Houston head coach James Dickey will join us. Of course, he was a longtime assistant at Oklahoma State for Eddie Sutton, at Kentucky before that. We'll talk to Coach Dickey as well. And also, as we do each and every week, get some recruiting updates, tips for you on how you can market yourself to college sports. Get that scholarship if you're a parent, grandparent, even great-grandparent, next door neighbor, whatever, of a basketball, football, baseball, softball, tennis, volleyball, any sport that they give scholarships at, you need to listen each week. We'll have Sean on. And, of course, Sean Leary, CEO of Sports Thread. You need to bookmark Sports Thread on your websites and all that good stuff. And get the app. Get the Sports Thread app for somebody you know. Or if it's you listening and you're an athlete, you need to get that to them. First, want to give a shout out to my grandsons. Forgot to do that last week. And I want to, you know, I want them to hug me when I come back to Enid. So got to say hello to Lucas, Landry, and Logan, my grandsons, good folks. But also, hey, you know what? We're always trying to get new listeners. And what better way to hit them when they're 4, 5, 6, or 7? So, you know, get your grandkids, get your kids, get your great-grandkids to listen in. We'll say hello to them. You can put a picture of them. First names only, of course, for safety reasons. You want to put those out there at G Swaim on Twitter. Our show question of the day, Florida State's Leonard Hamilton, who his first coaching job was here at Oklahoma State in the late 80s, early 90s, before Eddie came around and save the program. Leonard's never coached a team to the Final Four, and this is probably his best team at Florida State. Will Leonard Hamilton ever get a team to the last weekend of the tournament and play in the Final Four? Well, right now our poll question says no, 57-43 percentage, and you can go out there and vote, of course, at G Swaim on Twitter. Looks like the Hoosiers of Indiana are going to hire Nick's assistant coach, Mike Woodson, is their new head coach. Of course, he played there as well. And we'll talk about that a little bit later with Paul Biancardi from ESPN. Good stuff. We're going to have Sean Leary call in here in just a moment and talk a little bit about things you don't want to do this week in recruiting, what you don't want to do, things to stay away from. We'll take a break. And we will be back after these messages. Before I do that, though, I want to give a shout-out to a new sponsor who will start in April, and that's PGC, Point Guard College, for my money. And we've been asked this for 30-plus years as we've been doing radio. What is the best camp to send my kid to this summer? It's not even close. PGC, Point Guard College. Go to PGC.com and check them out. And they're going to be in Stillwater at OSU this summer. So get ready. I know a lot of you missed camps last year. You're not going to miss this one. I've sent all of my kids and many others to PGC. It is absolutely the best out there. They're going to be a sponsor here as well starting next week, but we'll give them a little shout-out early. We'll take a break here from our other sponsors. We'll be back after these messages.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 and over by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and the distribution plans here in Oklahoma. Visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma, when and where and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Hey, Mom, why can't we get pizza through the drive-thru?
Sweetie, pizza just takes too long unless we order it ahead of time.
Not anymore, Mom. For the first time ever, Firo is bringing authentic Roman-style pizza to the convenience of a drive-thru. Not only is it delicious, but it's also made fresh for you at amazing speed. So don't worry about placing your order in advance. Just pull up to the drive-thru to place your order, and they'll have it ready for you at the window. Firo's Roman-style pizza. It's amazing pizza, amazingly fast.
Do you have a message, event, or product that everyone needs to know about?
Then you have to check out the Stillwater Radio Ad Builder.
Stillwater Radio Ad Builder is the new solution that gives you a great, professionally produced audio image. All you have to do is answer a few questions. Ad Builder does the rest. You can even advertise on this radio station. If you've always wanted to get your business on the radio and you don't have the time or need help from a professional, then give Dev McGillivray a call to get started today. 405-372-7800.
And your National Weather Service forecast, tonight mostly clear and 42, Monday sunny 72, Monday night clear 52, Tuesday sunny 75, a slight chance of rain and colder 38 Tuesday night, upper 50s Wednesday and 60s on Thursday.
And welcome back. All good stuff, and always good stuff when my man Sean Leary joins us, CEO of Sports Thread. And first of all, Sean, how you doing?
Doing great, Greg. Got my heart broken last night watching the Eagles lose. For anyone who doesn't know, I'm an ORU alum, and boy, I thought they had it. But I'm sure proud of those guys for getting ORU on the map and making a great run in the tournament. But other than that, and a nice weekend. How about yourself, Greg?
Well, all good. I hated it for Oral Roberts. I'm not the biggest Arkansas fan, although I know we've got some Razorback fans listening. Hey, you may lose your coach. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But Oral Roberts could lose their coach, too. He is a hot commodity right now. And, you know, I'm old enough to remember when Oral Roberts, you know, did all that and played the Elite Eight game against Kansas. I believe it was at it was there in the Maybe Center, which was pretty new back then, and almost beat Kansas and Ted Owens to get to the Final Four. That was with Richard Fuqua, and some of those guys were really, really good. But Sean, you're here for recruiting, man. You are the man, and Sports Thread is the app and the website when folks want to get recruited, whether you're a student athlete, whether you're a parent, grandparent. We even had a great grandparent the other day that asked us about you, and I said, hey, you get that app, you make sure your young man gets the app, and the rest will be self-explanatory. But Sports Thread has changed the game, the way folks get recruited nowadays, using technology to really help you. But there are ways where technology can really hurt you, and you need to stay away from some of those, right?
Oh, no doubt about it. So, you know, last week we talked about how athletes have to be proactive and kind of take advantage of the tools at their disposal and to get out there and get their name in front of coaches and to make sure that they're being known. And I think we gave a lot of great tips there that can help athletes with getting that visibility and getting an opportunity. But today, let's switch it up and let's talk a little bit about how you can hurt yourself on social media and what you need to avoid if you're trying to become a college athlete. Or I think a lot of these tips will apply themselves to way more than just the recruiting side of things. It's for looking for a job or really anything. But I think the key for everyone to keep in mind is it's 2021. Social media is a part of our life, and it's a huge part of showing the world who you are and what you can do. And when you're trying to use it for recruiting, it's an incredibly powerful tool. But you got to make sure that you're doing things the right way. And you know, a lot of young athletes, they don't think down the road far enough in terms of, if I put this out on the internet and I put my name behind it, you know, how's this going to be perceived? Is this going to help me or is this going to hurt me? So we're just going to kind of talk through a couple things that any athlete should really think about, because if a coach is looking at you, I can guarantee you they're going to go look at your social media pages. They're going to look at your Instagram. They're going to look at your Twitter. They're going to look at your TikTok. They're going to look at your Sports Thread profile as well. And a lot of kids, you know, they'll get on Sports Thread or they'll get on sites that they're using for recruiting, and they'll do an excellent job of building a persona and sort of building a brand around themselves that can help them get recruited. But then they're doing some things on their Twitter or on their Instagram that impacts them negatively. So those coaches are going to go look you up, and they're going to see what you're looking at. What are you posting? Are you talking negatively about your team or your school? Did you repost something that might be illegal, or just anything that you don't want your mom or your grandma to see? We call that the golden rule. So that's a really good filter to put things through when you're an athlete, is if I put this on my Instagram, or if I like this post, or if I retweet this and my grandmother saw it, you know, would she be comfortable with it? Would she be proud of what I'm putting back out? Because anything that you put your name on, if you're interacting with it, if you're, you know, if you're using your account to interact with it or to post it, you're endorsing that. And you're saying that this is kind of what I'm about. And college coaches know that. So they're going to look at the accounts that you post, the accounts that you interact with, what the posts you make, the kind of language that you're using. Are you slang? Are you using curse words? Are you saying anything derogatory? All those things can really hurt you and your perception of a coach. If you've got a coach who's interested in recruiting you and giving you a scholarship, you don't want to cost yourself a scholarship by the way you're acting on the internet. I mean, even the pictures that you get tagged on online can hurt you if you're in, you know, if you're being tagged and you're being put in a environment where other people, where it's just really not where it's not the kind of image that you want a college coach to see you in. So just think twice about what you put out there. Think twice about what you like. Think twice about, you know, what you're interacting with, what you're allowing people to tag you in, because every single post, good or bad, creates your personal brand. And in the year 2021, everybody has a personal brand online. And it's something that you can leverage to get a scholarship, or it's something that can hurt you and possibly even take one away from you.
No question about it. Sean Leary, CEO of Sports Thread. And, of course, the app, you need to get it. You need to love it. You need to learn it. It's all good. And, you know, like I said, you know, I don't know how many student athletes are generally listening. I know a lot of them listen. You know, it's Sunday, they got school tomorrow, whatnot, you know, getting ready for other sports, baseball, softball. golf, tennis, you know, the spring sports, but they definitely listen on the recording, the podcast, whatever you want to call it. And one thing I could really throw in there and interject to agree with what you said, watch what you like. You know, I think a lot of kids are just used to conditioned like something that one of their friends says. Be really careful. I had a kid about 2 weeks ago. I had two coaches ask me about him. I said, good kid. Yeah, but he liked this recently. It was a very racist thing that he liked. And I think I said, I don't think this kid's that way, but, you know, that's one of his friends. Obviously, you can tell they're friends. And he liked that. And, you know, that cost him at least two scholarships I know of. And this kid's getting under-recruited. And I think those guys have done their homework and seen, you know, this kid, you know, has made some objectionable choices that you just can't, you know, have these days. And so be very careful about what you like, because it's almost like a bodily function. Sometimes you see something your friends post and you like it. You know, they're your friends. You grew up with them. But, you know, obviously we're in a different world than maybe you grew up in, certainly than I grew up in. And so be very, very careful. Sean Leary, CEO of Sports Thread. And from time to time, we'll have on some of the folks that work with Sports Thread around the country. They've got various guys working, ladies working in different states. And they will be able to help you as well on your journey. And right now, a lot of people thinking basketball, because the women's and the men's tournaments both going on, college baseball starting, of course, that you played at Oral Roberts. But you always got to think of recruiting, and you do have to market yourself. It's like a brand, isn't it?
It is. It's exactly that's exactly what it is. It's a brand. Everything that you put on shapes the perception of people, like people and how they look at you. So what you just said, that story about that youth athlete that you know who interacted with the wrong piece of content, and he may or may not be that type of character person. You never want to create that kind of doubt. So you got to ask yourself if this is going to help or hurt you every single time you take an action online. And I think a lot of athletes that are younger, you just don't understand until you get into college that your college sports team is a business. You know, they have a budget. They're allocating a scholarship to you. It's a lot of money. And when a coach is recruiting a player, they think about all those things. How is this going to help? How does this person play into my team? How do they, are they going to fit into the culture in my program? How are they going to look on me as the athlete or as the coach who recruited them? A coach can't be bringing a kid in and then be worried that they're going to be, you know, making representations on the internet that could hurt them and their team, because at the end of the day, the coach is the one who recruited you, and they're sticking their neck out to bring you into their program. So always, always, always think about what you're doing, but it doesn't always hurt you. We can also talk about how it helps you. So obviously Sports Thread, great way to do this online to build that persona. You know, posting your highlights, posting your videos, posting testimonials from your coaches or your strength training or your any other content that can show a coach your work ethic. Those are things that you can do to build a positive brand as an athlete by continuously putting things out there that show that you're a hard worker, that you're a high quality, moral person that's going to come into their program and elevate the program. And that's ultimately what college coaches are looking like. And, you know, you can also show your personality online. So I'm not by any means saying don't show the things that you're passionate about. Don't show the things that you love. If you, for example, if you're a young athlete, I know in Colorado and in many states, there's a program called DECA. It's for young business-minded people. If you're in DECA or if you're in band, you know, and you're participating in those kinds of things, that's a great thing to post and to show that you're a well-rounded person or causes that you care about. But just think about, when you make a post, how is it going to reflect back on you? It's good to show your personality. It's good to show your passions. You want to be a well-rounded person. That's going to make you a more trusted recruit. And investing time in your social media presence and the things that you put out and thinking through what you put on the internet before you do it can really, really help yourself. You just want to make sure that you're given that little bit of forethought, asking yourself the question, will this help me? And I think, you know, when you make a post, the best thing to do is ask, what do I want coaches to think about me as a person when they look at my social media? And that's kind of the guiding principle to, I think, building a brand as an athlete on the internet. When someone goes and looks at your Instagram page or your SportsThread account, they're going to get a general perception or a vibe of who you are and how you might fit into their program. Are you a hard worker? Are you smart? Do you care about your grades? Do you care about your family? Those are all things that you can convey through the types of content you interact with, the types of posts that you put out there. And also, you know, what are some of the other things that I'm going to highlight within my sport to make me more appealing to coaches? We talked last week about how you can load in highlight videos, training, all this other types of footage that shows what kind of an athlete you are. Social media can really build you a brand, a personal brand as an athlete that shows, one, you're a high quality person, you're a high caliber person that a coach would want to have in your program. That would be on the personal side. And then the other part of your brand that you'd build is who you are as an athlete. Showing that you're a hard worker, showing that you perform in games, all of those things come together. And when someone goes and looks at your person, your persona on the internet, it's always going to either help or hurt you. And by asking yourself those simple questions, what do I want coaches to think about me when they look at my social? What kind of an athlete are they going to perceive me to be when they look at my content? And what kind of character am I putting out there? You can easily build a great persona that's going to help you and be an asset to you as you grow your social media following and coaches go in to look at that versus, you know, maybe not thinking through things and ultimately hurting your opportunities. So if you're a young athlete out there and you're listening to this right now, you should just ask yourself, does my social media, does my Facebook, does my Instagram, does my Twitter, does my SportsThread profile page show those things? If a college coach, the dream school that I wanted to play for, if that college coach went and looked at my Instagram page today, because I promise you they will if they get serious and want to recruit you, is it going to help me or is it going to hurt me? Use that golden rule. Would it make my grandma proud if she was looking at it? And think through what you're interacting with on the internet and go back and, you know, no one's perfect. Go back and clean it up if you made some mistakes on there. And going forward, think through what you're doing.
Great stuff as always, Sean. And this is the only show I know of nationally that gives recruiting advice every week. And we're so glad to have you guys on at SportsThread. So glad for the partnership because it goes into exactly what we've been telling kids for years. And I forgot to give out the text line, the Buffalo Wild Wings text line at 405-880-2316, but had three. Basically, they're all the same, so I can combine them into one. Said, you guys need to have a seminar. And I'm like, yeah, hey, we ought to. We ought to different big cities around the country. Maybe that's something we need to think about, Sean, because it is something that a lot of people don't know. And in recruiting, as we always say, what you don't know can definitely hurt you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, there's a lot of great resources out there that can help you work your way through it. The best one is SportsThread. So download the app, go to the Apple App Store, go to the Google Play Store if you're an Android user. Download SportsThread. It's completely free. And we have an incredible staff of people who work at the company who will help you through direct messaging on the application, and they will help you navigate the recruiting process. We'll also give you a bunch of other great tools that'll make all this stuff much more clear. And, of course, we're giving very generic advice that applies to everybody on the radio today and on the podcast. But we can give you some very specific guidance if you download the app and you just ask for help. We're here for you.
Always great with Sean Leary, CEO of SportsThread. Go to SportsThread.com, download the app either on your Apple or Android phone. And, marriage made in heaven, SportsThread at GregSwaim.com. Always great having you on, my man.
Always great being here, Greg. Thank you so much. We'll talk again next week.
All right. SportsThread.com, the way to go. We'll take a break. We'll be back with Coach Dickey after this.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC. Anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the SportsThread app today. SportsThread, it's always free.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 and over by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and the distribution plans here in Oklahoma. Visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma, when and where and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Hey friends, join Eskimo Joe's and Mexico Joe's Thanks Loyalty Program to earn rewards just for eating at Joe's. That's Thanks, T-H-A-N-X. It's easy. Just download the app and you're halfway to your first reward. So the more you eat at Joe's, the more you'll be rewarded. And it's a combined partnership of both Eskimo Joe's and Mexico Joe's. It's our way of saying thanks to you, our most loyal guest. So check out the Thanks Loyalty Program at Eskimo Joe's and Mexico Joe's.
And welcome back. One of our favorite guests for the past, gosh, I don't know, it's been at least two decades. James Dickey joins us right now. Of course, he was the head coach at two places you guys know well, Texas Tech and Houston. Of course, he's been the assistant at Arkansas, Oklahoma State, Kentucky. So this guy knows his stuff when we're talking NCAA basketball. James Dickey. Coach, how you doing?
Hello, Greg. How are you? Hope you and your family are well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, same to you, my friend, and it's been a while. We haven't had you on the new Sunday night show yet, so looking forward to talking with you. The NCAA tournament, any major surprises to you?
No, I was really happy for, obviously, those lower seeds that always do well. Coach Mills did a great job. And Oral Roberts had a terrific run. I actually saw one of the assistants, Coach Springman, today, who's who was at Texas for a long time, and he actually lives in the same neighborhood as our daughter Lauren and her husband Kurt and the two boys. So we saw him on a little walk this morning. They actually left late last night, and he was back in the Tulsa area. So they had a great run, and you know, I know Wayne Kuechly. It was tough for the Cowboys, but I know Wayne Kuechly at Oregon State, and he's done a terrific job with his team. His team really, I think, you know, plays to their strength. They're big, they're physical. They've got guards and frontline guys that can score, and they play a really physical game of basketball.
Yeah, my old friend Matt Clark, who played at Oklahoma State back when I was in college here, reminded me that Oklahoma State just barely nudged out Oregon State when he was choosing a school back in the day. And Oregon State was really, really good back in about 1980. And before that, I think 66 was the last time they've gone this far. And the Pac-12 has just really shocked most of the world. I, to be honest with you, I'm one of those guys that stays up late and watches some of those games, and I just did not see this coming. How about you?
Well, I wasn't sure that they would have as many teams. Anytime you get in a tournament, Greg, you know this from being around basketball and also running tournaments, a lot of times the draw makes a lot of difference, the seed that you get. But I think there's some teams that really got hot at the end. We know Dane Altman can coach. We know Mick Cronin, all those guys that we talk about, and the infield. They all can coach ball, and they're playing well at the right time. And it's been an unusual year because of COVID. The bubble is something I'm sure somewhat different. If you haven't been in it there, and I haven't, but I've talked to several guys that have and that are still in it. And but the Pac-12 has really done a good job, and they played really well.
And no doubt about it, James Dickey joins us. Of course, most of you listening in the Stillwater area know Coach Dickey from his assistant days under Eddie Sutton at Oklahoma State, and then several other regimes as well. And, Coach, I got this question here on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line. I think I can answer this, but I'll let you do it as well. Coach, are you getting any calls on some of these coaching job openings?
Well, I really haven't decided what I'm going to do. You know, I've been over in Arkansas taking care of Mom, and she just recently passed away. And
I'm sorry.
My priority has been Lauren and Jared and their families, and got these two grandsons. But I missed it. There's no question. I've talked to Lauren and Jared a lot about you know, what I might do, and I miss being on the floor. I keep in contact with a lot of guys, talk to a lot of coaches, so I'm not going to rule anything out at this point.
Well, if you do end up again, make sure to recruit Kale, my youngest one.
Well, I saw where he had a couple of 30-point games, so I know he's putting the ball in the hole, and you always look for guys that can score the basket. And I understand he's going to be playing for a terrific coach and a good friend of mine, Coach Page, up at Pawnee. And of course, Keaton was a special person to me, a special player for the Cowboys. I didn't have opportunity to coach him, but recruit him, and I worked with him. So that was a big thrill for me, and I know the Page family, and I think a lot of all of them.
I got to ask you this one question, being a grandpa myself nowadays. What's your grandpa name?
They call me Pawpaw.
Me too. Hey, there you go. We got something else in common. I'm a Pawpaw, and
that's kind of been handed down on my side of the family for several generations. And I told Lauren, I said, let them call me what they want to. They might have chosen a different name, or Lauren and Jared certainly might have chosen a different name. But that's what the boys call me.
Remember all those camps and things my kids went to that you ran, and Jared would, like my kids, couldn't leave the gym till he hit a three-pointer.
That's right. I had to stay and make that last shot. Whatever they chose to, do, you had to make the last shot. And I'm pretty bad on Colton's only five, but I won't let him quit shooting a few hoops till he makes his last bucket or swings a bat and hits the last ball. I guess it shouldn't be so tough on your grand boys, but I want them to understand how to try to do it right.
Well, and you let me know, of course, where they end up going to camp. I want to send my grandkids. That's Sean's kids, so we'll end up seeing the same camp. And if you run a camp, you let me know, and we will promote the heck out of it. Cause,
I can remember back a long time ago, Greg, when you and I first met. I was still at Tech, and you were getting your business going, doing a great job of your scouting service, and got to know you through the years. And, I spent some wonderful times in Stillwater with Coach Sutton and Sean. Stillwater became very special to our family. Both my children, Lauren and Jared, both graduated from Oklahoma State, and I worked with so many terrific players and wonderful people there at the university, and everyone was great to me. Harry Birdwell was terrific. Terry Don was just leaving, but Harry was great to me. Coach Holder has just been super. And then I just worked with some wonderful faculty and staff there. And Stillwater's a special place, and I still have a home there. And I haven't been back and forth that much in the last few years, but it's a special place to us, and so is Oklahoma State. And, boy, they had a terrific run. I was hoping they could go further. Obviously, you've seen a lot of great players. Tade was, special talent-wise. He was terrific. And then I thought some other guys on their team, Anderson got better. I thought Boone got better. They had some guys that really improved over the course of the year.
Very, very impressed what Mike's done with the program, brought in great athletes, but he's turned them into better basketball players. You know, you see some guys that can recruit, but, not great coaches. Some guys, great coaches who, I always thought Coach Sutton, because, when you were here, you didn't have that many McDonald's All-Americans, at Kentucky and Kansas and those places. I think you just send fax, I'm dating myself, but the old fax letters, you just send them to all the McDonald's All-Americans, and four or five of them come back signed. At Oklahoma State, a little bit tougher place to recruit, but he's done a great job of not only getting the talent, but making them better. I thought all those guys just got better during the year.
Yeah, their team got better. When you talk back to Coach Sutton, Coach Sutton has always developed, had always developed players and had pros. He had pros every program that he'd ever been. This is the first time Creighton has been to the Sweet 16 since Coach Sutton was there in 74 and took Creighton to the Sweet 16. Of course, they ran into the Zags today, but he did a great job. And they've Oklahoma State's turned out a lot of NBA players over the years, and I think that's been a trademark of the Cowboys, of their players getting better. And certainly you go back to the championships that Mr. Iba won, and all the great players. So there's been a lot of great players over the years.
No doubt about it. I got a text wanting to know about your brother, Randall, what he's up to these days. Folks know him as well, being an assistant here.
Well, we were so lucky. Randall was on the 95 staff that went to the Final Four with Randy Rutherford, Big Country, and that group of guys. And then I got lucky and was on the staff in 2004 and went to the Final Four. So Coach Sutton has been really great to us. Randall ended up at Auburn and spent 10 years and decided to take early retirement at Auburn. And he's in the private sector, but both his children are in school at Auburn University, and he's living in Auburn, Alabama. And he's got a job that he really likes. And so he's right now, both of us are out of the coaching business.
Well, and I got reminded of this with on our text line. In the Final Four year, 2004, you guys had just beaten St. Joe to get to the Final Four, and you were in for a job at North Texas. and they wanted somebody immediately. And if I remember right on the story as well, you basically told them, hey, you're going to have to wait. I'm focused on a Final Four right now. So they went another way. But you turned out a head job to help that Final Four team, and I think that says a lot to you and your loyalty.
Well, I'll tell you the story. It was actually SMU.
Oh, okay.
And how it came about Coach Sutton had told me, he said, I'll let you interview. And he told SMU, he said, I'll let him interview if you come to Stillwater. He's not coming to Dallas. And then you have to leave him alone until after after we get beat or after the Final Four. And so I did interviewing there in Stillwater, and knew I had a great chance at the job. And then I had the scout on Eastern Washington in the first round, and we played Memphis on Sunday. So I called the athletic director on Sunday, and I said, now, if we win this game, I can't be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's not going to happen. And of course, we end up beating SMU, and I had the scout on Pittsburgh, who we played the next weekend. So the timing wasn't right, but I wouldn't have been in that position had it not been for Coach Sutton and the Cowboys and the great run. Obviously, Coach Sutton and Sean, you know, threw me a line after Tech, and I did television for 1 year there and really enjoyed that. Larry Reese gave me an opportunity, and always told Larry, I said, everybody thinks Coach Sutton was the reason I ended up at Oklahoma State, but really you gave me my first job doing television. But I said, Coach Sutton probably told you who to hire, but I did do the television, and then I joined Coach Sutton's staff, and it was really easy for me. And then I was never in a hurry to get a head coach job because I love working for Coach. We love Stillwater, love working at Oklahoma State. So it was a good run. So I never second-guessed that decision at all, Greg, because we had a great group of guys. And, you know, we missed going to Final Four at Kentucky 19 years earlier in 86 when we got upset by LSU. We were the number one overall seed, and we got beat in Atlanta with the right to go to the Final Four. So it took a long run, but I was happy to be a part of that special group in 04.
Good stuff as always, Coach. Enjoy having you on, and hope we can get you on from time to time. And I'm glad we have the same papa name. I know I'm in the midst of greatness now.
I don't know about that, but I'll tell you what, these grandsons are something. I will tell you one little quick story. Jared was here in Bixby with us, and I happened to be putting one of the boys that had a bath. I was having to put a little lotion on him, and he said, Dad, I just got to know, how many times did you put lotion on me when I was a baby? And I know I was going a lot, and you've been through that, so you're going a lot. And but I'm happy to be able to spend a lot of time with both Jared and his fiance Addie, and then Kurt and Lauren and the two boys here. It's been a special time for me, but I do miss being on the floor. And you've got my number, and you text me anytime. It's an honor to be with you. Tell your family hello, and thanks for having me on. I hope everyone enjoys the rest of the NCAA tournament.
Same with you, Coach, and give my best to your family and Randall and Jenny and all them. And I can't wait to get back on, as always.
We'll look forward to it, Greg. Thanks a lot, Charlie.
All right. Coach Dickey, James Dickey, great guy. Is you know, if you've never heard of Coach Dickey before, you know he's one of the nicest guys. I always tell him he's too nice to be in college basketball, but he's a great guy. We'll take a break. We'll come back with ESPN basketball recruiting guru Paul Biancardi after this.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the SportsThread app today. SportsThread, it's always free.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 and over by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and the distribution plans here in Oklahoma. Visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma, when and where and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Tobacco doesn't just take your health, it empties your wallet. Former smokers save thousands of dollars each year, and you can join them with free support from the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. So whether it's a new hobby, a new ride, a fluffy new friend, or peace of mind from paying off a debt, when you quit tobacco, you'll have more money for the things that matter. Sign up today at okhelpline.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A program of TSET.
And welcome back. Paul B. Carty going to join us here in just a moment from ESPN. Talk a little recruiting and the NCAA tournament as well. Good stuff going on. I want to thank, of course, James Dickey and obviously Sean Leary as well. And the NCAA tournament, the only big surprise to me is the Pac-12. I just did not see it. Did not see the Big Ten exit, so many teams exiting so early. But the guy who will know a lot about that, of course, Paul B. Carty, joins us from ESPN. He is the basketball recruiting guru. And, Coach, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, couldn't be better. Some great games going on. The biggest surprise to me, and you tell me if I'm way out of line here, but the Pac-12, I just did not see that coming.
I don't think anybody did. I think everybody thought it was going to be a Big Ten, Big 12 type of, you know, Elite Eight, Final Four, maybe one team from the ACC or the SEC. But, you know, Pac-12, they just kind of got hot at the right time. You think about Oregon State. You know, they had to win the conference championship to get here, and they're still playing. I think USC is the best team on paper. I also know that UCLA got together and connected as the season went on, and Oregon right now is extremely hot. So it's a conference of champions, as our colleague Bill Walton likes to say.
He's a hoot. I tell you what, you can be in a bad mood and flip it over and see him on with the guys, and you just start laughing. He says some serious things, but he says it in such a funny way.
Yeah, he knows the game real well, and he knows the Pac-12 was good this year. I don't think he even would have predicted that all these teams would still be in the running. And think about this. You know, year in and year out, one of the best teams in the Pac-12, is the Arizona Wildcats, and they didn't even make the tournament this year. So it speaks volumes of how good the Pac-12 was during the season, how good they are now, and you know, how sometimes teams, you know, get hot at the right time. I think you can say that about Oregon State and Oregon.
Yeah, no question. And you mentioned Arizona. Washington is usually, you know, off and on. They've been really good too. But Arizona State under Bob Hurley, they were expected to be one of the better teams, and then and had an off year.
Yeah, they also had two big time freshmen, which when you have really high level freshmen, Josh Christopher, and they had Bagley's younger brother, Marcus Bagley. They had a senior point guard, so you did expect a little bit more out of Arizona State, but, you know, sometimes it's hard to put that squad together. And this year, I give everybody a mulligan this year because, you know, what they went through with COVID and how they had to isolate, not just the players were really in isolation all season long. The coaches got to go home to their families, but it was a rough year for everyone from a mental standpoint. And then you always had a shut down, start up, shut down, start up. Nobody could get in a routine or a rhythm. It just seems like, you know, Baylor, and Baylor went through a lot of.
Oh, they sure did. Oh, they really did.
And I'm gonna be interested to see what they have against Arkansas, who's playing real well, and they're a really good team. Eric Musselman does a fabulous job of, you know, coaching both sides of the ball. I'm curious, but the one team that didn't look like it was ever affected were the Zags. They just keep rolling. I don't know if they can win it all because of going through the regular season, the conference tournament, and the NCAA tournament undefeated. They're going to start to play the iron right now. And you know, you're going to see them play the winner of the USC-Oregon game, and that'll be a tougher matchup than they've had so far.
Yeah, and they play all their games, you know, before Christmas, and then they get into conference play. And my BYU supporters are not going to like this, but they don't really play anybody in the top 25 the rest of the year. And it's going to be real interesting to see, because you brought it up. I've always said the same thing. Their lack of games, you know, in the new year is always going to affect them until they, you know, change conferences, which geographically I don't know if they can do.
Well, I don't know if they're going to do that, but I do know this. The preseason showed that they were the dominating team this year because they just waxed Virginia. They waxed Michigan State. Whoever else they played, they just waxed them in the preseason. Not preseason, but non-conference. But one thing about playing in their conference during the regular season, it gets them ready for those first-round games that they play. You know, teams that are like Creighton. You know, Creighton may be a high major program, but, you know, they're not one of the truly high majors, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Being in the Big East. So I think playing the BYUs of the world really got them ready for their, you know, their first couple of games in the NCAA tournament. And now we're going to see, because now they run into the winner of Oregon and USC. And I think USC has the roster, if they can get by Oregon, to upset Gonzaga.
No doubt about it. Paul Biancardi joins us from ESPN. He is the recruiting guru, and I got a couple of texts that I'm going to combine into one here on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, Coach. Most Oklahoma State fans, I say that because we produce the show out of Stillwater, Oklahoma. The first time they heard of Cade Cunningham was through you on ESPN. Talk about Cade's development. You always had him as pretty much the number one guy, and he didn't do anything this year to hurt that.
No, he was fabulous. When I first saw him, he had all the intangibles, and he had the effort plays, and he had the quiet plays that would help his team win. And then slowly you started to see the scoring. What I noticed right away on both ends of the ball was his on-ball defense was really good at a young age. His rebounding was excellent, especially defensively, because he liked to grab it and go. And offensively, I mean, he just had great vision and passing accuracy. Then the jump shot started to come. The body even changed. I believe he went through a vegan diet in his senior year. And he finished as the number two player on my board, only to Jalen Green, who's in the G League right now.
And right.
Jalen Green is just a freak athlete. He's a big-time shooting two-guard. And Cade is your 6'7", versatile, whatever you want him to be, point guard. He can even play off the ball very well. And then Evan Mobley was my number three player. in all honesty, all three guys, very transparent, all three guys were number one players. Just had to put them in an order.
Now, I always call you the best evaluator of talent on the planet, but Jay Billis does too. Is, of course, we've had him on the show, and he tweets, can't miss championship in high school hoops, 10 of the best teams, and Paul Biancardi, the best evaluator of talent on the planet. You guys have the Geico High School National Championship. Talk about that.
10 of the best teams in the country, all nationally ranked, with over 30 ESPN-ranked prospects. All these high school teams are competing for a championship over a four-day window. We're going to have the tournament in Florida, and the games start Wednesday on ESPN3, Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Then we go Thursday, ESPNU, Friday afternoon, ESPN2, and then we culminate with the championship on Saturday at noon on ESPN. You know, Montverde is the number one seed. You know, they have 5 to 7 high major players. Caleb Houston will play. He's headed to Michigan, part of Michigan's number one class. We saw Michigan today destroy Florida State. Caleb Houston is an outstanding shooter, maybe the best shooter in the class. They have all kinds of talent. Langston Love going to Baylor. They have the best big junior in the country by the name of Jalen Duren. This guy is Chris Webber 2.0. You'll love him. IMG Academy, you know, 5 to 7 high major players. They got the top junior point guard in the country, Jaden Bradley. Another Michigan recruit, Musa Diabate. Sunrise Christian, right next door to you guys.
Yeah, right up in Wichita.
Yeah. Boy, they have the best point guard in the country, Kennedy Chandler.
Hey, but before I let you go,
he's good.
The big kid, the big African kid, the sophomore, I want you to let me know how he's developing for Sunrise Christian.
I will. Right. Like I said, there's 10 teams. I could go on and on, but 30 ranked players. Kennedy Chandler, the best point guard in the class, is going to go play for our friend Rick Barnes at Tennessee. So outstanding talent. If you want to see, you know, the future stars in the college game, Geico Nationals has it.
Oh, no doubt about it. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to you doing some play-by-play and color as well for the Geico National Championship. That's a can't miss. No doubt about it, we'll be watching it this week. Coach, as always, great having you on, and look forward to having you on through the summer to promote some of the other big events you have going on.
I want to thank you for having me, especially during the NCAA tournament. Always a pleasure, my man.
Well, I know you're working hard. We'll let you go. Say hi to Jay for us.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Paul Biancardi, ESPN recruiting analyst, the best in basketball as far as letting you know who the players are before you see them in the NCAA tournament. We'll take our final break. We'll be back after these messages.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 and over by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and the distribution plans here in Oklahoma. Visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma, when and where and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine.
And thank you for listening. Great stuff today. Of course, Sean Leary telling you what not to do if you're an athlete in social media. Paul Biancardi from ESPN. And, of course, our good friend James Dickey. And all you folks that texted in on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, we appreciate that as well. And we'll wrap it up. We'll be back next Sunday, folks. Have a great week. We'll be right back.